Time now for your letters. We got a number of responses last week after talking with Father James Martin about the sex abuse scandal in the Catholic Church. Father Martin said the problem isn't because of celibacy or homosexuality among priests.
Primarily, it's an issue of the culture of the church, the clerical culture that had privileged the concerns of priests over the need to care, the pastoral need to care for the most vulnerable.
Eric Larson of Stonington, Connecticut writes, Father Martin hit it on the head. Tolerance and enablement beget continuation of intolerable behavior. While I appreciate his call for real penance by the church, what exactly does that mean? I think an open, and I mean really open, description of how the cases were handled internally with accountability to civil judicial authorities by not only the priests, but for their supervising bishops and others in the church hierarchy would be a start. Last week, I shared some thoughts on the story of a Tennessee woman who sent the son that she had adopted back to Russia and mentioned how hard it is for those of us who have children who are adopted to hear this story. Leanne Bromland of Salem, Oregon writes, Our son was 18 months old when we adopted him. He'd been abused and lacked medical care. We had some rough times when others told us to give up, let him go. With a lot of love and time, he grew up into a good person. When the story of the little Russian boy came out, my son called to tell us how much he loved us and that he knew how lucky he was that his parents loved and never gave up on him. Finally, many responses to our interview with Michael J. Fox.
I think your happiness grows in direct proportion to your acceptance and inverse proportion to your expectations. It's just a matter of putting one foot in front of the other or doing the next right thing, so to speak.
Paula Marston of Raleigh, North Carolina writes, When I heard Michael J. Fox, I was so touched by his humanity, humor, and strength through adversity. I'm heartened by the man he seems to have become when faced with a life-changing illness. His words and his halting speech touched me so deeply. Thomas Webster of Spartanburg, South Carolina says, When I was a kid, I thought Michael J. Fox was the coolest guy alive. So much so that upon seeing Back to the Future, I became perhaps the only guy wearing a denim jacket for an entire southern summer, skateboarding around town, trying my best to become Marty McFly. Back to the present, I found myself 25 years older, the father of three, standing in the kitchen with a lump in my throat, thinking again, Michael J. Fox is the coolest guy alive. Well, we want to hear from you. You can send us an email at npr.org. Click on Contact Us. You can also find us on Twitter at NPR Weekend, all one word. I'm NPR Scott Simon, all one word. This is NPR News.